Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly, tell us about new iPhone and other phone upgrades.
Yeah, so you might have noticed in your inbox over the last week to 10 days that your phone manufacturer or your mobile network has sent you an email saying the new iPhone is here, the new Google Pixel 10 is here, upgrade your phone. And I've noticed over the last 10 days, I've been inundated with requests from people to the Tech Talk email saying, do I need to upgrade my phone? Like, I bought a phone 18 months ago, and my instant reply is always, does the phone still work? People feel that because it's a new one, because the companies are telling them to do it, they must go and do it. But that's not the case. There are some different things, bits and pieces you can do to make your phone last even longer. What we need to acknowledge is this is not like back in the day where, you know, every September, everybody would upgrade to the new iPhone. The devices are built to last much longer. But also things like, do you charge your phone overnight?
I do, yeah.
You should not charge your phone overnight.
When should I charge it, Jess?
During the day or in the car or
why,
what you,
why not?
Because what the batteries that are inside the phones, they're only designed to be able to tolerate 100% charges so many times. So I think it's 5,000 full charges during the lifetime of a phone. Now, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, if you go into the settings and if you go to battery and if you go for optimized charging, what that does is it stops your phone charging at 80% until 20 minutes before your alarm in the morning goes off. That then protects the battery. So it's not constantly on charge. It's at 80% and then it gets you
but
to 100%
bear with
the morning.
Me. If it's 5,000 times it's allowed to go up to 100%.
Yeah.
Is that not around more than 10 years of a phone? Who has their phone that long?
But you see, people, the issue is people are putting their phones on charge at 70% or at 50% and they're doing the top-up charge but leaving it on charge overnight. So therefore, people are actually charging it to 100% 2 or 3 times a day.
Okay.
So that's one of the issues that you need to watch out
for.
So
don't do that. What else?
Declutter your phone. If your phone is absolutely jam-packed full of junk, that is going to slow it down. It's going to make it slow.
Too many photos, too many emails, too many apps.
Yep. So again, after I'd done my colouring and my jigsaw puzzles, I went through my WhatsApp over the weekend. So if you are a WhatsApp user, go into your settings, go to storage and data. You'll see the chats that have the most amount of photographs, videos, memes, GIFs, all that kind of stuff. If you don't need them, delete them from your phone. It'll enhance the performance. Then small quick things like making sure your software is always up to date, getting a decent case and protector for it. And the top tip is to restart your phone at least once a week.
Restart it from like factory, not factory settings. Nope. Restart it from like turn it off and turn it back on.
Turn it off and turn it back on again. And what that does is because it's kind of like a computer. So on your phone, there'll be constantly things running in the background, apps running in the background, updates happening in the background, your device trying to connect to Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or whatever. But if you just restart your phone once a week, that gives it a chance to flush out the entire system and it'll operate more smoothly going forward.
Goodness.
There you are
now. Turns out I am technological because that's all I ever do with anything that's not working properly is turn it off and turn it back on.
It's the golden rule.
It's the golden rule. Thank you for that, Jess Kelly.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.